Good to be here, isn't it? Yeah, it's lovely to see everybody, especially people that have been for a few weeks. And that's always an encouragement, isn't it? God's good, isn't he? And God's going to bless us this morning. We're going to speak. I'm going to speak. You're not going to speak. But you can support me. That would be good. You can throw a few amens here and there, can't you? Amen. Amen. That's good. So my subject, you'll be pleased to know, is faith. Yeah? We all need faith, don't we? What would we do without faith? Won't be anywhere. But I'm going to look at mostly at Hebrews 11. So if you've got a Bible, or if you've got a tablet, or if you've got a smartwatch, or anything like that, it's in Hebrews 11. We're all singing from the same hymn sheet then. Okay. So Hebrews 11, and I'm just going to read a few verses. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen is not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man. Then God spoke, when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he could not experience death, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. That's a good ending, isn't it? For before he was taken, it was commended as one who pleased God. Now this is a key verse, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Do you agree with that? Yes. We can't please God without faith. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those that earnestly seek him. And then it goes on to talk about a lot of people that are in this hall of faith. And it says, by faith, Noah was warned about things not yet seen. In holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness that comes by faith. So we're going to look at three people. Noah's going to be one of them. And then we talk, verse 8, it says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even when he didn't know where he was going. Have you ever been there? You don't know where you're going, but you're trusting in God. And this is what happened with Abraham. And later, we look at another person, Moses. Have you got the faith that Moses had? Be careful when God says to you what's in your hand. Yeah? Because through that rod, there were so many mighty miracles. And this is by faith. We can't live without faith. Well, I better get on with this sermon, haven't I? Right, so the aim today of this is to create more faith in people's lives. I want more faith. Do you want more faith? Good, we're all singing from the same hymn sheet then. Now, when I was nursing, we had to fulfil an admission form, you know, and part of that was, what religion are you? Or what faith are you? And the majority of people put Church of England. Sandra knows this because she'd been the same. And I thought, well, this is good. If everybody was Church of England and had faith, we'd be in revival, wouldn't we? But we wasn't. It was just a label. You know, now we've got to be careful about labels, because we can say we're C of E, or we're something else, or we're Pentecostal. But what is our faith? It's only what God reveals to us. It's only what God sees. All right, I'm falling over there. The non-existent pulpit, and I'm now a singer. Yeah. Yes. But I promise you I won't sing. Right, so We don't want just a label. We want to be the faith that God wants us to have. And you know, there's so much in the Gospels about faith, over and over again. But, you know, this classic one in Hebrews, what is faith? Well, it's simply believing in somebody else or believing in something, right? So in a sense, we've all got faith, but we haven't got the faith that Jesus wants for us. Because what did he say to his disciples? Oh, ye of little faith. When they were doing marvellous things, you know, like walking on water and things like that. Oh, ye of little faith. But anyway, we're going to look at this. Because being, and I'm going to just quote this again, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. There's something about the faith of God and what God does is quite unusual, to put it mildly. But it says by faith, you know, we understand that the world was formed by God. Well, we wasn't there, was we? Might look a bit old, but we wasn't there at the time the earth was established. But by faith, we believe it. Right? By faith, we believe the word of God. So that what was not seen was made out of what was visible. Now, I'm going to shock you all in a minute, because I've found a Latin word, which I'd never... And I hope you understand this Latin word. And it's really hard to say it, but it's pronounced X-E-X-N-I-H-I-L-O. And it's X-H-I-L-O, I think. Has anybody heard of this before? Yeah, I passed it with Pastor Phil and he'd heard it, so, you know, we're on the right line. And what it is made is something out of nothing. And this is what God does by our faith and his faith. He makes something out of nothing. Yeah? So we understand that the world was formed out of nothing. And that's what that exhalo means. When we decide to be creative and want to make something, like we want to knit a jumper or we want to get a Lego set and make a big castle, we don't do it out of nothing, do we? We do it out of something. Because if I want to knit a jumper, I go to the wool shop and get a load of wool. I don't make things out of nothing. Right? And when Frank wants to build a Lego extraordinaire, he's got to use the bricks. But God makes things out of nothing. This is quite important for faith. And then there's another couple of scriptures that I want to read. And this is from Romans 4, verse 17. And it's the last part, so I'll put B. The God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they are or were. I love this verse. I love this verse, but I was a bit disillusioned when I looked on the internet and really sort of digged round a bit. Because obviously we can't say, oh, I'm on pension credit, but I want to be a millionaire. You know, and we can't just say, I want this, and I believe in faith it's going to happen. We've got to hear God first. And when we hear God saying, I want to prosper you, or I want to give you something, then we believe it, don't we? I booked a holiday a couple of days ago, and it cost about £350, something like that. I didn't really want to spend that money, because I wanted to keep that money for something else. But, you know, I got a letter from the communication, you know, two letters from the gas, not used to call the gas board, but, you know, the gas. And it says, you know, you've overpaid on something. And I got two letters the same day. We've tried to send you a cheque, but you haven't cashed it. So you know what you do when you get a letter like that. You try and communicate with somebody, don't you? Have you ever tried to communicate with a company? Honestly, it was absolutely terrible. I phoned about three times, and then you get to somebody, we'll put you in touch with somebody, and the next thing you hear, the office is closed. And you know it's office hours. But I pursued it, and I got in touch. I got online, and I got this gas company thing up, and And you could talk to somebody. If you pressed a button, you could talk to somebody. Well, I didn't talk, but you could send a message. So I sent him a message. And I said, you know, what it was about. And got a long short story short. They said, I'm going to get this check in a few days. And it's going to cover the holiday. Wow. Well, that's good, isn't it? That's God. You know, he wants to bless us. So, you know, we believe in Scripture. And we believe that things are going to happen when we call on God, but we must know the mind of God. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of chaos around, wouldn't there? Yeah. There's another scripture that I like, and it's from Joel, chapter 3, verse 10. And it says, let the weak say, I am strong. Have you heard of that one? I thought, wow, and we've got a chorus that we sing, haven't we? Yeah. Let the weak say, I am strong. And what it meant in this situation was that the army was going to attack, and even people that weren't strong, and it says in the thing they were weaklings, had got to say they were strong. So we've got a part in faith, haven't we? We've got to believe that we're strong sometimes when we're weak, because when we want healing. Yeah? But of course, can't take that out of context as well. But Hebrews 11, verse 6, and I've already read this, but I'm going to read it again. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now, do you want to please God? Yeah. Do you want faith? You're sitting in the right place. Yeah? Because God can do anything. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that rewards those that earnestly seek him. Amen. So that's page one gone. Now we're going to look at Noah. Now, I thought, you know, it'd be good if we just had these scriptures to guide us, right? And we look at the life of Noah. You all know who Noah is, don't you? And what he did. But we look at his character, and it says he found favor in the eyes of the Lord. And there was a mutual trust here. This man was a man of faith, Noah. And it looked like God had actually shared the blueprint with him. Yeah? He'd given him all the things he'd got to do to build the ark. It's got to be that long. It's got to be three stories. It's got to have a window in the top. Am I right, Jenny? Window in the top. Yeah? And it doesn't tell us how Noah felt. You know, can you imagine this happening? You know, he's going to destroy the whole place with a flood, and then Noah had to build the ark. But you know, Noah had faith in God. It says that God's heart was filled with pain. If you look in Genesis, and it said he lived with evil people. So everybody on the earth was corrupt. There'd been something that had happened. And but we know that Noah was a preacher of righteousness. Can you imagine how Noah felt making the ark, sawing the wood, putting the nails in? All this was done by faith, wasn't it? Yes. Done by faith, because it had never flooded. The earth had never flooded before. There's evidence that it never rained before. That people didn't believe, and yet they were making the ark, because he couldn't have made it on his own with his three sons. It was a big thing. It was like an ocean liner, I think. It was that big. But, you know, he had faith. He preached and he didn't get any converts, but he still had faith. He was sure and certain. Yeah? And when we want something from God, we must be sure and certain. Yeah? Because that's part of faith. Do you think Noah believed in things that were not as though they were? Yeah? He must have believed it, otherwise he wouldn't have spent all this time. And sometimes when we look at Noah was in the hall of faith in Hebrews because he had faith. He started building the ark. Did he please God? Because we've got to please God, haven't we? Yeah? Part of faith. Did he please God by building the ark? Yeah. Yeah. So this is When you're lacking in faith, think of Noah. Yeah, what he did. It took him about 100 years or something like that to build it. A long time for a DIY thing, isn't it? Wasn't really DIY because God was in control of it. Okay, so we're looking at the next one. So we're looking at Abraham and Sarah. Now, Abraham was called the friend of God. So that's good, isn't it? When we have faith, we do actually please God. Yeah? We please God. So he was a friend of God, and God knew and heard his promise. So this is what I'm going to read from Genesis 12. The Lord said to Abraham, or Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham left, as the Lord had told him. Abraham had faith. Sarah had faith. God was going to test this faith, because it's all right to have a baby when you're 30, but not when you're 90. Okay? The delay was deliberate. Yeah? You know, female little girls are born with a lot of eggs, aren't they? And they use all the eggs up. And when the eggs have gone, that's it. No more babies. Well, I don't know what happened in Sarah's case, but it was a miracle. Yeah? And it says in the scriptures that their bodies were dead. They were past conceiving. They were past bearing children. They were past creating children. It was a miracle, but it was what God promised. And they had faith in it. Even Sarah. I can't conceive what it's like to have a baby when you're 90. But, you know, she must have had the energy to... Leave the rest to your imagination, yeah. Okay. But their reproductive systems were dead. So he matched up with the faith formula. He believed, didn't he? And it's so important that we believe. You know, we believe we're going to heaven. We haven't had a letter from anybody saying this is the ministry of heaven. You're going to go up at a certain day. But we believe because it's in the Bible. Yeah? We believe. So we match up. So anyway, I'll carry on. We're going to see Moses now. Moses is one of my favourite. I guess he's your favourite as well. He was called the meekest man. Well, what a job for a meek man. Yeah? What a job to take these people. I reckon there were about 2 million people. Am I right? Where's the Bible college students here? 2 million people, is that right? Anyway, I'm glad it was Moses and not me. I wouldn't like to do it, would you? But he had little confidence in himself. He had to get his brother to talk to him, Aaron, his brother. And he went through so many things, didn't he? But one day he was complaining and he says, I can't do it, I can't speak, there's something wrong with my mouth. And God says, who made your mouth? Yeah? He says, what's in your hand? You know, I just can't get over this, the miracle. Miracle after miracle via the rod in his hand. Yeah? He lifted his rod up, you know, passing the Red Sea. Now, I looked at a bit, trying to get a bit of research to the qualities of water. I didn't read anywhere that it can stand up like a soldier to attention. Water flows down and there's a pump behind it, doesn't it? Water comes down. But this water stood up for a long period of time. It was like the water was that stood at attention. It would be like going on one of these aquariums, but the glass wasn't there, if you know what I mean. So, an amazing miracle, so that they could get three. So, how did Moses feel when he lifted that rod up? I don't know if he was trembling, I don't know if he was full of faith, but you know, all these people were saved out of faith. And he reached the promised land in a way. He saw it, but he was a bit naughty. And he didn't get there, but later on he saw it as well, didn't he, when he was in the transfiguration. So was he sure and certain? Yes. Did he believe in the promised land? Yes. Did he please God? Most of the time, yes. He was obedient to commands. Were things, new things come from nothing? Well, yes, because the sea was dried up. It would have been muddy normally. You know, it'd take, how long would it take for that sort of sea to dry up? Years and years. It was things that are not as though they are. Anyway, I'm coming to the conclusion now. And I'm just looking at what Jesus said about faith. Jesus and faith. His disciples asked for more faith. Jesus said faith can move mountains. Yeah? Jesus says you just need a grain of a mustard seed. Jesus wants to find faith when he comes on the earth. And that applies to us, doesn't it? He wants to find faith. And I've just got three little people I want to talk about. The centurion in Luke 7. And this is what he said to Jesus. Say the word and my servant will be healed. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Do you realise we can make Jesus amazed with our faith? Yes, good. And turning to the crowd, Jesus following, he said, I tell you, I have not found such great faith in all Israel. He was so proud of this man. And he was a centurion and he understood that if you say to this man, go there, he goes there. And he'd got it. He'd got that faith principle. And Jesus said he was amazed. The Canaanite woman. Matthew 15, verse 21 to 28. And this woman had a daughter that was demon-possessed. And she'd got the audacity to go and ask Jesus to heal her. Remember, she was a foreigner. Yeah? And Jesus said, I am not sent to you, only to the lost sheep of Israel. Well, what a letdown. Almost like an insult, you know, insult. I've not come to heal you. I've come to heal the Jewish nation, not you. And then she said, Lord, help me. Are we persistent in our faith? Do we, you know, if Jesus said that to you, I've not come to you, I'm going to Joe Bloggs over there. And would you say, Lord, help me? It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to dogs. And then this is what Jesus was saying. I'm not going to give you that because you're not in the right realm of where I'm preaching. And she said, well, even dogs eat from the master's table. Have you seen this woman in faith believing that she's going to get what she asked for? You know, because she's almost arguing with Jesus, isn't she? She's almost coming back at him. And guess what Jesus said? His response was, woman, you have great faith. Your daughter's going to get healed. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely what God wants to do to us when we exercise faith? The last one is the paralyzed man. Do you remember? We had a little drama, didn't we, today? When we were coming to church. Because that didn't work. And so somebody got a ladder and it wasn't high enough. So they raised the ladder up by 4 chairs and I thought, oh, God's good, isn't he? I'm amazed at what happens in church sometimes, aren't you? Yeah. Anyway, Jesus was there and he was in this meeting, he was preaching and they were all together in a room. And then the ceiling sort of started to crack. And dust was coming down. And then there was a hole. And the hole got bigger and bigger. And it was big enough to let a man down. And you know what it says about this? It says Jesus saw their faith. He saw the faith. He didn't see the hole in the ceiling. He didn't see all the calamity that was going on. He saw the faith. Do we see faith? Have we got our eyes right on faith this morning? So Jesus is really pleased when we have faith. And so it's just a little word that I'm bringing, but I just want us to step out of it in faith, to believe things that are not, to say that when we're weak, we're strong, to trust God for the things that we want. You know, sometimes he just gives us, I remember one incident, and I'd got 3 things I wanted. When I got the first one, I'd got more faith for the second one. And after the second one, You know, we live in that dimension of faith, and that's what we need to do, because that's what God wants us to do. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the word, and I enjoyed doing it. Bless you.